Welcome to this imagination exercise where we will create an inner space, like an inner home for you to have some place to land in or to start from when you start going inwards or into the in-between realms or ether, whatever you want to call it. And this kind of an inner space, I want to share this exercise because this was maybe one of the most useful exercises for me, or tools or approaches as I started going inwards. Because if you haven't used these senses, the imagination, or tried to connect with that kind of a guidance or the inner realms, then it can feel very unfamiliar, it can feel very scary for the mind to do something that is so totally new and to go into a space that is basically the unknown. If you haven't done it before, then the mind will usually have a tendency to have fear associated with this. So that's something to be prepared for. And also, if you're a person who knows that you have had some history or something that makes it tougher or more challenging for you to look inwards, or some trauma, something, then it might be a good idea to do these kinds of approaches together with someone, to have someone to guide you or help you, or some kind of a therapist. And so I urge you to feel into yourself how you feel about that. And then just remember that when you do these kinds of meditations or guided imaginings, you can always stop and detach at any time, just opening your eyes and connecting to your body, stretching your legs, and just like pushing away these energies or imaginings, whatever came up, if you feel you need to. Because if you have never done it, it can feel intense in the start. Or it might not. I don't know. It's very individual how it feels. So feel into it for yourself. And this exercise is loosely based on something that I learned in Laurie Cabot's Book of Shadows, which is full of a lot of very interesting and very useful visualization and meditation exercises. And it's kind of written from this the lens of witchcraft or that kind of a view, where these approaches are connected to using magic. And that can be a lot of fun and enjoyable if you want to have that overlay on it, like framing it as a magical practice. But if you're a person who finds that like, oh, that doesn't resonate, or that feels like off, I don't do witchcraft, or you don't need to frame it that way either. I have landed in a more maybe neutral place where I see these kinds of approaches and practices as something that we all have naturally in us. We have the capability to also look inwards and be connected to something like soul or spirit or magic even. And it's something deeply natural, and it doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be described as anything stranger or different or as witchcraft. It can be, if you get power from that or enjoy that. It doesn't have to be. It could just be another kind of tool for introspection or mindfulness, or a kind of, yeah, if that resonates more. So just as a little note there. And so, yeah, the purpose of this exercise is basically to just use the imagination to create a space that you can land in. When you close your eyes and try to look inwards, connecting with yourself on a deeper level and with your particular inner world or your imagination, whatever way that comes for you, to create a home or a safe haven, a harbor where you can go when you want to seek guidance from the inside or just hang out, connect with yourself or with the inner world. And then from there you could travel onwards to seek guidance beyond. But this is the first simple starting step, the first step to take, and just be gentle with yourself, take it in your own pace. And if you prefer to kind of guide yourself and read the meditation for yourself, I have also uploaded the writing that I do for it on in written form on my website on mysterious.studio. And there you can also then find, I put the link in the show notes. So sometimes it can feel nice to have an outside person like me guiding you and helping you, and other times it might be that you just want to connect just with yourself. Then you can record yourself guiding yourself, or you can just read through the list and try to remember what are the steps, and then you can try to imagine doing that without any kind of auditive things. And that depends on how you function and maybe what experience level you have in doing these kinds of things. When I started to do these exercises, I actually just read the text for the exercise, and then I would go into meditation and I would like kind of imagine the steps. And that worked for me because of the way my mind easily visualizes things and remembers things. And that can be one way. But you're also welcome to listen to this and me guiding you through this. And I want to emphasize that when I'm guiding you, that's basically what I'm doing. I'm just guiding you, and it's you who are in power. You are using your imagination to create your inner space. And I am here with you in this process, and I want to support you in it. But I am as an intermediator or a guide to kind of help you to connect to that. But that connection is all yours with your own inner world. And as a little disclaimer or reminder. So I'm kind of sharing a bit of my energy to guide you because it feels meaningful for me, and I want to help people who want to look inwards but maybe don't know where to start or how to do it, that I can present one way that has worked for me. And yeah, feel into yourself if it feels useful for you or not. But then you are the one who has that connection and has that own unique imagination and inner world of your own. And during this guided kind of exercise or imagining, I'm going to turn off the video because the focus is obviously on you with eyes closed, focusing on imagining your imagination, looking inwards and connecting with your inner space. So, let's get started. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position and focus on your breath for a few moments. Just notice how you're breathing, how your body chooses to breathe. And notice how you're feeling, and just allow yourself to feel that way. And allow any thoughts that come up that just come and go. And now we will do a simple energy clearing. Focus your awareness on your breath. And imagine any excess energy leaving you with each breath out. And with each breath in, call back your own energy that you have scattered around. Breathe in your own energy. And breathe out and release others' energy that you don't need. And keep doing so. Keep breathing that way. Until you feel centered and whole and present. And then focus on gravity. Feel how the earth is carrying you. You're connected to it. Rooted and anchored in the earth. From your own center, there goes a connection, a root into the center of the earth. And you can share energy with the earth through this root. You can take on energy if you need some more to be energized. Then you can get some, receive energy from the earth. Or you can release any remaining excess energy that the earth can receive and transmute. This root helps you stay grounded in the physical, outer realm so that you can travel further and deeper into the inner realm. You're here right now, centered in yourself, rooted in the earth. And now we create a protective shield around you. As you're embarking on this new journey of looking inwards, this shield keeps you safe and secure and ensures that only energies that are for your highest and deepest good may enter this inner space that we are creating. And you can exit the space at any time if you need to. Simply by opening your eyes and moving your body and connecting back to the outer realm. We are creating this shield and reminding you about the option to detach, mostly to help your mind, to make it feel safe, as this may be something that is very new and unfamiliar for your mind to do. And it can take some time for the mind to get used to doing this. So, now you are protected by this gentle shield. And now we can start shifting our focus inwards into the inner or the in-between realm. That which has no physical or material shape is real in its own right, in the imagination. We will now create a safe space for you here, an inner home, a place to land and a way to start your journey of looking inwards. With your eyes still closed, imagine a portal or a doorway that leads inwards, inside of you, perhaps. deep into your own inner space. You are your own portal into your imagination and into the inner realms. And by creating this portal inside of you, we are reminding you about your own power. What you are creating is your own inner space, created using your own imagination. Created using your own imagination. I am merely a guide to help you get started. But you're the one with the power to imagine and the one connecting to your own inner world. So, as you travel through this portal or this doorway to your own inner space, imagine the setting that you will enter. An environment, something that brings you comfort, that feels supportive, that calls to you. It can be anything you imagine. It could be a forest meadow, or a beach by a lake, or a mountaintop where you can see far around you. It can be a natural place or some kind of a constructed place too, if that's what calls for you. That's all you need to do in this first step. Imagine a scene, a space that you would most want to visit and come back to. What kind of a space would feel most supportive and comforting for you to enter? Imagine that space, that environment, that setting. Then imagine a body of water in this space. What would you most prefer to experience? A lake, an ocean, a river, a waterfall, or a gentle little stream, or a fountain? Whatever shape it takes, this water is important as it brings life-giving waters to your inner space. That you can come to drink from or swim in or just enjoy as a way of relaxing in your inner space. So imagine some water in your inner space. Then imagine some kind of a space where you can rest. It could be a cozy cabin, a little shelter between trees, or even a hollow tree that you have made into a little home. Or it could just be a stone to sit on, or a blanket on the ground. Or it could be a tent. Or a beautiful structure. Whatever shape it takes, it provides you with a place to land for when you need to come and rest and just be in your inner space. So imagine a shelter, a place to rest in your inner space. Rest there for a moment and feel how it feels to be there. Get familiar with being here. How does it feel How does it look? How does it smell? What is the weather like? And next, imagine a portal or a doorway in your inner space. This is a different portal, a different doorway than the one you entered through. But you can also have a dedicated space for that doorway that leads to the outer world. But this portal or this doorway is a place through which you can invite companions and guides from the inner world, or from deeper levels or other dimensions, from the imagination, to come, to meet you, to communicate with you, to share knowledge, wisdom, or just to hang out and enjoy each other's company. This portal or doorway can be anything, look like anything. It could be an old stone arch or a wooden door. It can be connected to the scenery, like a mysterious wooden door going into a tree, or it can be separate, like a portal of light floating in the air. So just imagine that portal or doorway that guides and companions and inner world friends could come through. How does it appear in your inner space? Imagine that portal or that doorway. Next, imagine a companion coming through the doorway or portal that you just created. This companion can be anything. An animal, a humanoid, or something else entirely. It can be all made of light or something unknown. A totally imaginary being. This companion represents the supportive energy that wants to accompany you on your journey of looking inwards and connecting with the inner world. This companion wants to come and guide you and offer its support to you. It can take different shapes at different times if you come here to visit other times. So let that companion come through now and see, feel, sense, imagine. What shape does the companion take today? As your inner companion is here, present yourself to them in a way that feels right for you, that feels right for your relationship. Only you and your inner companion knows how that is. What that is for you. Thank them for being here and ask them to tell you a bit about themselves. Do they have a name or a title? What kind of a person or being is it? Ask them in what way they want to help you, but also ask them if there's something that you can do to help them in return, how you can interact together and help each other. Spend a moment together with your companion and just see what comes up and how it feels. And then, when you feel ready, thank your companion for coming to meet you and say farewell. And you will see them another time, if you want to, if you come to visit this space another time. Your companion can go back through the portal, or you can ask them to stay and make themselves comfortable in your inner space, whichever feels right for you. And then you can take a moment to feel this space and add anything more that you feel it needs. We have just created the basic foundation, and this inner space will transform and grow and evolve just as you are traveling on your inner journey, growing and evolving and shifting, transforming. It is deeply connected to you, to your imagination and inner world, and it will change shape accordingly. So just by being here and seeing and feeling how this space is, you can gain valuable information about your, about the state of your inner world. When you feel ready, you can go back through the doorway or the portal that leads out, back into the outer realm. But remember, you can always return here. You can always come here to rest or get information from deep inside, guidance and support. As you travel back through the doorway and the portal, feel that the inner space is always there, deep inside, connected to you. It is yours. But sometimes we need to go into the outer world. It is a balance. We are beings that can exist in these liminal places, in the inner and the outer, and we travel between them to different extents. Feel into what feels right for you and do that. As you come back to the outer world, stretch your body, shake it. Maybe you want to shake off these imaginings to connect more to the concrete physical reality. Or maybe you want to keep a connection to that inner space. You decide. And then stretch your muscles, maybe stretching the muscles in your face by making faces, or stretching your fingers and toes, and then open your eyes and come back into the outer world. So that is a little meditation, visualization, imagination exercise for creating a inner space. And for me, this has helped me a lot in the early stages of my introspective journey, I visited that space a lot, and it changed shape over the years until a moment came around a year ago now when my inner space told me that, or I felt it, that I don't have the same need for that particular space anymore. It has done its work of supporting me and functioning as an intermediary, and now if I look inwards, it's a bit different. It's like I'm more directly going into different places, or it's all more like overlay. It's like right here behind the outer surface, and then I can feel it or see it or hear it like right below there, and I don't have to do the process of going as deep. And I don't know if this is part of a more universal development, that something is shifting in the world, that this inner or other spiritual layers are becoming more available or more closer at hand, and earlier it was more needed to do longer processes. Or maybe it is very individual, that I have some experience now of regularly connecting and going inwards, that it then functions in a different way. So I hope this exercise can be helpful for those who have a need of a kind of starting point. And then when you do it, you will notice how it feels, if it resonates or not, if it's helpful or not, or if you need to do a different approach, or you don't need to travel anywhere. Maybe it is, like for me, more of an overlay of, maybe you are a person who more gets messages in the outer, like these magic numbers or signs, and this inner world exercise isn't meant to deny or take away the magic that exists already in the outer realm, or the deep wisdom that you can also get in connecting with nature and the physical and material. They kind of go hand in hand, the way that these things do, with as above, so below, as within, so without. Because I noticed that when I did things in the outer realm, those were always directly reflected in the inner. And that was more like a symbolic place or a space where I could see a visual representation of these kinds of processes and energies in times when I was more connected to the nature and walking around. My inner space would have more of these kind of forest beings or fairy beings visiting. And then in times when I have lived in a big city and I didn't have access to forest and I didn't seek it out either, it would be quite different. And not those creatures maybe would visit, but other types of creatures. And nothing is kind of more right or wrong, or at some point I had a being of the industrial, it was made of metal and rust and screws, and this kind of being that visited me because it wanted to bring me the message that, hey, it could be cool to connect with me and see what that energy is like to live in a big city. So for a few years now, a few years back, I lived in a big city close to big highways, and I experienced that, and I actually enjoyed that after having lived in a small town by forest and sea. because it gives me the balancing function of this and that. Both these things exist in our world, both these environments or energies, and that's both have their place still, I think, which may be a bit provocative to say if we are having these views of nature is this and it's all good, and then the city is just fumes, and it's that's not the view I have anymore after this experience, because I was in that space, in that big city, and I could connect with it and find these pockets of beauty and life. They exist there too. And now I live close to nature again. So that's kind of how my life usually is. Kind of pendling between different extremes, and well, that the example served mostly as a way to show how it can be fascinating to have that access to just different types of I don't know, energies or characters that companions, or that there are also there's so much to explore also in the inner realms, and as there are in the outer, and neither one is more right or wrong or better or worse than the other. For me personally, with my particular maybe life purpose or role or just tendency, I have had a need to go inwards, and I have understood that one of my roles in this life is to be a spokesperson to share that approach, to help or try to guide people in introspection and connecting with the inner as a balancing function, or balancing out the overemphasis on only existing in an outer realm or external way. So that's my role, and for everyone it can be different. Some people might have a life where they're meant to live more in that external way, and that's fine. But since you're here and you're still listening, I guess you resonate a bit with this journey of the inner. And I think I will also share a link to just the audio for creating that inner space, if it's something you would like to do many times or experience, have like a guide with you. It can be helpful. So then you can find in the show notes, in the episode description, you can find a link there where you can also access the audio file for this, like just the kind of guided portion of this episode. And as I said, also a written version is available on the website, so for those who want to just record their own, or maybe look it up and adjust it or add their own flair to it. So I hope this has been useful for those who have been called to take part in it, and I wish you all the best on your inner world explorations and adventures. May it be for your highest and deepest good.